We welcome in the head coach of the Maine Black Bear football team on this National Signing Day. Jordan Stevens joins us. Hey there, Jordan.
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Man, you and the staff been a little busy here since the season wrapped.
Yeah, I'm excited, really excited about this class and the young men we're bringing into the program and their families. A lot of good additions to the program.
I counted, was it 14, 15 guys that you announced today?
Yeah, we got up to 16 commits today.
Boy, that is fantastic. Now, from what I saw, it looked like a few more guys on the offensive side of things, but all kinds of talent to go around. What were you looking for specifically? What were your, let's say, your top couple of priorities?
Yeah, our top couple of priorities were, I mean, on the offensive side of the ball, were offensive line. That position really needed to build up the depth there. That was one big thing this year where we felt like we didn't have the depth at certain points in the year. So, really address that need with three really good players that we signed and excited about the group we're bringing in. Anthony Iliano from Ohio, Nick Capteen, who is a Canadian player but goes to school in Connecticut at St. Thomas More, and then Xavier Lazowicki, who's from Eastern Pennsylvania but goes to IMG in Florida. So really excited about those three young guys. And then defensively, excited about the pieces we're adding into our secondary because that was another area that needs to be addressed. We got a late commit today from Jaden Platt, who was deciding between us and another school. So he committed actually to us this morning. We were able to get him turned around and able to announce him. But also Nasir Christmas in our secondary. So, a lot of good players across the roster, but, those were the two priority positions.
Well, you got some size on that O-line, too. You mentioned Nick Capteen, 6'6", 330. That's a healthy young man.
Yeah, he's got a big ceiling and, a lot of room to develop. And, that's really where we see him. Has the frame to develop into an offensive lineman to start in the CAA. And that's, I think that's something you always want to be able to do within your program is develop your offensive lineman from their freshman year on.
I noticed, too, one of your D-backs you brought in is 6'3", and it's so great to have those tall guys back there in the secondary.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, looking at Jaden Platt, I mean, really skilled player who actually worked with a couple of our alumni in Long Island, in Trevor Costin, and has a close connection to our program, but comes from a football family, and I think he'll be a great addition to our team.
You brought in a couple of running backs as well, a young man from Dunbar High School in Baltimore that's produced some terrific football players through the years, and a transfer from Colorado State.
Yeah, Alex Baru, he was at Colorado State, but originally an East Coast kid from Acton, Massachusetts. So, this is him coming a little closer to home with their staff change there. And then, as you mentioned, Tristan Keenan from Dunbar, a terrific young man who has a great opportunity here and had a really, really strong career there at Dunbar playing on both sides of the ball.
And a couple of big tight ends as well. Always good to have depth at that position.
Yeah, Jake Kachera, he's a guy that was deciding between us and our rival, Hampshire, and picked us. And we're really excited about him and a great family, but just a big tight end with the versatility there to make plays in the pass game, but also in the run game. So, all around a really good class at each position.
And you brought in a kicker from right here in the state of Maine, Michael Lewinsky from Wells.
Yeah, Michael, really excited about Michael. He's really a football player. He played multiple positions at Wells, but really his future is as a kicker. So excited about just the relationships we built with him.
We're talking with Maine football coach Jordan Stevens. Well, recruiting and signing has changed in recent years. You've got some dark periods when you can't go out, and today was really in many ways just the first step in bringing in this new class of black bears, because this is just the first signing day.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, this is the first signing day. We wanted to get a lot of our work done now, so we're not scrambling in the month of January. And that's really the way recruiting has moved. And, you know, you got to be out ahead of it and aggressive. And that's how we're always going to be, is aggressive and going after the guys that we want. You know, we still have a number of spots to fill in the second signing period. And we'll have a number of visits in January where we can get some young men on campus and their families and, you know, be able to close out this class in February.
Hey, Jordan, this is Bruce. I want to tell you one of the things I'm really excited about. I really liked in meeting the Tynes family. Those were three really great people. I was so glad that I was sitting near them, and I'm really excited that so many of the parents that were at the event I was at seemed to really care about the full experience their kids were going to have. I think that makes them better football players.
Absolutely, Bruce. And I mean, I appreciate your help and your support and being there. I think, as you mentioned, I feel like we got some really good young men who are well-rounded academically, with good parents, good support systems around them, you know, and that only helps them on the field to be able to be present and play football at a high level. So, you know, just as you mentioned, I mean, just bringing in good people here, good families is important for the, you know, just the betterness of our program.
Of course, the world has changed in college football, all of college sports, because of the transfer rules. And now you and the staff have to maintain all eyes on the portal as well. You had a few of your own guys who have entered the portal, but obviously you're also looking for other folks out there who would like a chance to play somewhere that might fit in down the road here at Maine.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a part of the process, and it's a part of, you know, it's the way recruiting is, and certainly open to taking transfers, and that's a piece each year at certain positions. I think the majority of our class is always going to be at the high school level, because I believe in bringing in high school players and developing them and developing a culture of players who are invested in Maine, invested in University of Maine, invested in Maine football, and have that sense of pride. I think that's needed here at but, you know, the portal is certainly a piece of it.
Good to have a new athletic director on campus. So what were your first impressions of Jude Kelly?
Yeah, Jude, you know, was really impressed with him when he came on campus. I think it was about a month ago. I got a chance to meet him. You know, a thoughtful man and a thoughtful leader. And I think that he, you know, has a plan and is a man of action. And that's what, you know, we need. We need someone who has a vision, but also has a way of putting it into action. And, you know, I feel like he's that guy. And so I'm looking forward to working with him.
Already looking forward to next year in week two, when the Black Bears head out to the Fargo Dome to play North Dakota State. They'll be playing in the national championship down in Frisco next month.
Yeah, we certainly got our hands full early on. I mean, we go down to FIU, and then we're back up at Fargo with North Dakota State. So challenges right out the gate, which, you know, we certainly embrace. And, you know, our schedule should be coming out shortly. I anticipate it coming out in the month of January.
Well, I know the season was a tough one. You coach for 30 years. You'll never have a season with as many close, crazy losses as you had this year, but the program is headed in a good direction. I know what you're doing is for the long term. You're building a culture there, and you're looking at members of your team as students and as human beings, and football's a part of that, but it's not the only story, and you're doing things the right way, and I think if people have been paying attention, hopes are and should be very high for the future of this program.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Rich, and you know, we're taking it one day at a time, but I really appreciate your guys' support and, you know, excited about just, you know, closing out this class and getting our players back on campus. You know, we'll have looking forward to a great off season, because that's where, you know, we got to make a lot of strides is this winter training block.
Well, congratulations on what looks like a great group of Black Bears, a good work by you and the staff. As always, thank you for joining us, Jordan. Hey, hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Rich, and Bruce, have a great holiday.
You bet. Thank you, Jordan.
That's Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears, with us here on Downtown on National Signing Day. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718. And by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, with everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust. BennettAutoCenter.com.